Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a blue belt.
Done, a blue belt, period.
I'm just a blue belt. I'm Jen Eads. I'm a blue belt. I'm here for this podcast.
I'm AJ Klingerman, a brown belt. And this is the Grumpy Trolls podcast.
Which is so unlike us.
It is. It's very unlike us. And I think just hanging out for a little bit and doing this podcast, we're going to feel better by the end of it. But like to start, you know, sometimes we get grumpy.
I do. I think especially so it's tax season here. Mm-hmm. And that's made for things to be, at least in my world, a little like,
oh, man. Yeah. Same. I spent about 20 hours working on tax stuff this week, getting everything prepared. And then I spent over 2 hours at the accountant's office to find out that I owe a lot of money, like more than double of what I've ever owed. So, you know, divorce is a fun game.
good times.
Real good times.
So what came up for me today? Because, you know, it's great when we can talk about actual real life jujitsu on and off the mat things, is how do I keep my mess off the mat? Because normally I don't stay cranky very long. Like something comes up, I work through it, I get on with life and, you know, fine, whatever. I'm back to my usual pretty level, pretty zen, chilled out self. And I've had a hard time shaking it.
Yeah.
and I could tell, like, I was walking into class just feeling like a little thundercloud.
Yeah. So did anything, first of all, let's back up. What made you still go to class?
Well, Beth was basically like, go roll the meanness out of you.
Get out of my hair.
I was encouraged to go to class today because a lot of times that does. Just going and moving my body makes it, I don't know, it's like magic. It just instantly makes me feel better.
Good, good. Yeah, a lot of times just the act of the movement and like seeing your friends and, you know, just kind of getting out of whatever the environment was, whatever, you know, even if that environment was just what is in your head, sometimes it's helpful. One, kind of one of the things are like why I asked you what made you still go is like, as a coach, I don't really have that luxury, right? I don't really have the ability to go, well, I'm not going in today because I'm grumpy. So you do get to decide. But I do think that getting out of your head, out of the environment, just moving your body can be really helpful. I think one problem, at least for me, you know, as a female, is a lot of times when I'm mad, I cry. So like that's the emotion comes out. So it's not like I can just go and be grumpy and like just roll hard and take out my aggression that way. It's like, well, I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've talked on the podcast before. It's okay to cry on the mat. It happens, you know, like sometimes it's like, just keep going. I just need to get the tears out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that's tough.
Yeah. Rage tears. I know, because then I get mad that I'm crying.
Exactly. I'm kind of embarrassed and I'm like, ugh, this is not making it better.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I think we're fortunate that I control the music. And so, you know, music is a big thing to help me. So if I'm super grumpy, I'm pretty much always going to play Don't Call It a Comeback. It's a band my little brother was in, like when he was in high school, and it just brings me to like a happy place. And so if you hear that playing, mm-hmm. you're like, are you okay, AJ? If I notice, like one of our students a couple weeks ago was having a real hard time. It was the anniversary of a hard date. And so I specifically played their favorite band for them. So like I try to like recognize when people are struggling and like what they might need.
Mm-hmm.
One of our students really had a hard time at a recent tournament. They were very panicky and just really struggling. And so I sat down with them and like put a headphone in their ear and one in my ear and played Disney songs for them and just kind of like jammed with them. Cause I thought like maybe like my uplifting spirit could help their uplift, you know, uplift their spirit. But, you know, so I think music is a huge thing for me. And I tried to take that onto the mat for you guys, too.
That is very much appreciated.
It's just one of the ways to help me, like, shake it off and, like, not be so grumpy, I guess.
Yeah, I've tried to do that on the way to class. I'm like, oh, I can. It's either I'm going to find something that is hopefully going to make me feel really happy, or put in some Metallica or whatever and just rage a little bit. Yeah. And then hope that kind of helps me settle down a little bit before I walk through the door.
Exactly. So speaking of songs, don't you have like a Grumpy Troll song?
I do have a Grumpy Troll song.
Could you add that to this podcast?
Oh, yeah, I'll put it at the end.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That'll They had to put up with us being grumpy on the podcast. They can get a nice reward of a Brassy Brad song at the end.
Yeah, so now you're going to have to listen all the way through the podcast.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, and that even came about because I was being a grumpy little troll, and Beth so lovingly pointed it out to me.
Very helpful.
And she's like, you need to fix this. Go hug a tree. Go to class. Like, go do something. But this is not a good look for you.
So you think that it's typically obvious when you're grumpy? Or do you think it's more that she notices because she's your wife?
She notices because she's my wife. Yeah. And sometimes she notices before I notice. She's like, what happened? What's wrong? I'm like, nothing.
Have you eaten today?
That's like the number one thing. A lot of times I just need a snack.
Yeah. I did that talk a few years ago. It was like kind of like a TED talk type thing. And it was on positive thinking. And one of the things I talked about was like being prepared, because being prepared helps me be less grumpy. And a big part of that is I always have snacks. I always have caffeine. I always have, you know, like water, just all the things. So if the time comes that I might get hangry, I'm like, oh, great. I have some snacks here. I'm okay. And because when I'm tired, that's probably when I'm the most internally grumpy. So I stay well caffeinated.
Is it easy for people to tell when you're grumpy?
I don't think so. I think that most of my grumpiness stays on the inside. And I'll say something about like, I'm sorry, I'm grumpy. And people are like, sorry, I didn't notice. I think most of the time it's hard to tell if I'm grumpy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think if anything, probably you would think I'm tired or something like that before you would think that I'm mad or grumpy.
That's very true.
And I don't get mad very often. That's not really an emotion I have often. But, you know, grumpy feels like one that, you know, we all get grumpy.
Yeah, I don't often get full on ragey, angry.
Yeah.
But occasionally.
Okay, so aside from like going to class and moving your body, what are other things you do to like shake off the grumps?
Sleep. Sometimes I just want to take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Start over. Yeah. Sometimes I take a shower for the same reason. Okay. I just need to restart this and like, you know, just take a shower and, you know, do a body scrub or a face mask or something and just like start this whole thing over.
That's a really good plan.
Yeah.
And if it's late enough, sometimes I will just go to bed.
Yeah. Today I was like, I need a nice meal. Let's go out and just have a nice time and just kind of put the cares on the back burner. Like they're still going to be there, but I just want to, I want to disassociate for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes that's okay too. Just go have fun. And
yeah. Like I have my people that are generally pretty good at helping to shift my attitude.
Yeah.
When that needs to happen. The other thing that I try to do is just stop and think of the things that I'm grateful for, because even if it doesn't pull me completely out of being grumpy, it kind of reframes things.
Yeah.
Unless it makes me think, oh my God, you're an idiot. Why are you even being grumpy? Because look at all this stuff that you have to be grateful for.
Exactly. That is a really good thing. I once heard something about like, you couldn't be grateful and anxious at the same time. So I think mm-hmm. that's kind of the same thought process. Like, it's hard to be grateful and grumpy at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it.
I am able to, if you really
believe I can it. Do it if I try really hard, but it does. I feel lighter.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait, I do have, this is going right and this is going right. And
yeah.
I'm healthy and I have people that love me and
yeah,
just being grateful to have the basics covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
That feels pretty good.
Yeah. There are definitely ways that we can get rid of being grumpy.
Yeah.
But what do you do if you show up on the mat and you're still grumpy? Like today, did class help you not be grumpy or were you still kind of like, meh?
So today I was able to kind of just maintain. I mean, we were doing sweeps and that's something that I just struggle with still.
Yeah.
But I was starting to finally get it a little bit. Like, oh, I can see I can actually do this.
Yeah.
You know, until I go to do it in a real role. And then it's like, well, maybe you want to rethink that. But at least I tried.
Yeah.
Like I
yeah.
tried to do the thing and I feel like progress was made. So anytime I can go and at least feel like I made a little bit of progress with something.
Yeah.
That helps. On the days when I am able to get a couple of good hard roles in, I do feel like that helps because at that point, I'm just too tired to be grumpy.
Yeah. I was feeling kind of low Monday. So it was my first day back to class after my surgery, which perhaps I should have taken more time off. but, you know, I've just been in a lot of pain and I'm very nauseous and you just kind of feel like, God, I feel like I haven't trained in forever. Like I can't really roll. I can't do much, you know, like, and so I was just kind of like spiraling. And then I just started thinking about, I could have taken more time off. We have great coaches, but I want to be there. I want to be with the students. I want to try and teach things or watch other people teach and just be there and like help out. And so I did, I tried to like kind of change it to that more grateful mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be hard sometimes. I think it helps when like your main training partner's there or, you know, like some of your friends are there. I don't know how noon class was for you today, but I know that your main training partner is on spring break. So, you know, that could be a little harder to just not have kind of your crew there to help bring you out of the grumps.
Uh-huh. That's true. Yeah. I've missed you. She's listening.
We'll have to tell her we mentioned her or she won't listen.
I know she won't listen.
Backed up. She's so popular with her podcasts.
So you mentioned before, you don't really have the luxury of not feeling like, I don't want to go to class tonight because I'm a grumpy troll. For those of us that do have the luxury of making that decision, how would you say, how do you discern, like, should I go and maybe just try to work through this or maybe I just need the night off?
I think more often than not, the answer is go.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times I hear people say, I didn't want to go to class, but I'm so thankful I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad day. I didn't want to come in, but I'm always glad I stayed and trained.
Yeah.
So I think more often than not, you're going to be glad that you came in and trained. But, you know, sometimes like jiu-jitsu isn't all of your life. You know, sometimes you just need to go out and get dinner with friends or take a bubble bath and go to bed early or read a book or like sometimes you just need that time off. And I think you just kind of have to decide what that is so long as that doesn't get away from you, mm-hmm. you know, like. So long as not going in on Monday doesn't turn into not going in for a month.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to take a day or two off, I think that's perfectly healthy and perfectly fine. You just have to decide what's right for you right then. Some grumpiness makes, you know, is made better by movement and friends and music and all of that. And some grumpiness, you just kind of want to curl up and.
That's for sure. I got nothing to add to that because yeah. I feel like I've been in both of those spots.
Exactly. And I think the main thing is like either one can be okay and you just have to let it be okay.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilt because you stayed home. That's not going to help you be less grumpy. Just accept it and give yourself some grace and go back in a day or two when you feel better.
That makes a lot of sense. That's why you're the coach.
And, you know, like, I think it's important. Balance is important.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm the coach. And yes, you may be preparing for a tournament or something and you need to be on the mat. But like, sometimes you just need a break. And I fully support that. We'd love to hear from you about what you do when you're grumpy, if training helps, if taking the night off helps, and what both of those things look like.
And I want to know what songs put you in a better mood.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a playlist.
I love that. A Beauty and the Gee Shake It Off playlist.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Taylor Swift.
I mean, obviously that.
You know. Right. How about on and off the mat tips for this week?
I mean, for me, I think either one can go with music. Music is a big part for me of what gets me in a better mood. And that changes. Like we said, sometimes that's, you know, maybe just getting some like scream metal in. Sometimes that's singing Disney songs. Like, it can run the gamut, but I think music can be a big part on and off the mat of feeling less grumpy.
I will second that.
And with that, you can play a song.
Yeah. So stick around. And the Hateful Little Troll song is coming up. And message us on Instagram or share this episode and tag us and write what your go-to song is to pull you out of a grumpy mood, because we want to know.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Where can they find us?
We are hanging out on Instagram at Beauty and the Gee Podcast, and I am on there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, pretty much everywhere you go, unless you randomly see my TikTok with like no videos practically. Okay, I've got like five. And I'm role model there.
And I'm also on TikTok at Brassy Broad Jen, because I like that consistency.
Yes, yes, you did a great job.
Yeah, we're professionals, friends. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the mats. Beauty and the Gee is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.
I will not be a hateful little troll today, walking around with a pinched up face, putting bad vibes all over the place. I will not be a hateful little troll today. I will focus on gratitude, shift my attitude, and put a smile back on my face. Maybe I'm hangry, I should eat some food to get out of this nasty mood. I will not be a hateful little troll today.